got to do something tonight. Do you folks know Mike O'Reilly? He's here tonight, and I'd like to sing a song for him. This is a... Well, now, if he was up here, he could sing it better than I'm going to do it, because I heard him do it on the tape. And we did this song down in Danville, Virginia, a couple weeks ago. And the title of it is Henry Walker, you know. After the show, a guy come up and had his wallet out, showed me his name, Henry Walker, on his driver's license. So he said, "That's me, the third, Henry Walker the third." So I'll do that for him. He might hear me way down there later. Seeking information about a man who's living here. His name is Henry Walker. Now don't you fret and fear. His crime is cold blood murder. He's wanted by the law. We'll take him back to face his crime. It's the worst you ever saw. Well, we know Henry Walker. He lives way back in the woods, where he hunts and traps and fishes, and a living ain't too good. But if you aim to catch him, you better learn his hunting ground. He'll hide just like an old white hare, and you know it can't be found. Yes, the coal will split timber with a crack like a 44. Howling on the timber. We camp by the Rocky Rapids while the moon... That's not right. Let me try that again, Mike O'Reilly. He didn't write it that way. We tracked him for a week or more through the swamp and through the hills. Till a rifle roared, I cried, "My God, my partner has been killed." Robbed him by an old jack pine and swore a solemn vow. Look out, Henry Walker, it's you and me right now. He went to ground. Then he tried to run, but the ice was thin, and he fell on through. I watched him as he sank and swore, "I'll put a curse on you." I dragged my frozen partner through the ice and through the snow. I lost three fingers and a thumb to the frostbite, don't you know? Though the years have come, the years have gone, I think about those times. When northern lights were dancing, it makes me feel like crying. Yes, the coal was split timber with a crack like a 44. And the wind was whistling through the lonesome pines. It bit right through my parka and froze me to the core. As the wolves were howling on the timberline. As the wolves were howling on the timberline. As the wolves were howling on Timberline. Sorry about that, Mike O'Reilly. I'll get it right next time.
Here's one I wrote, and I